Hitting our stride and hitting the road. Mid-October and the school year starts to feel as though all of the back-to-school traditions and ceremonies have wrapped up and the calendar is now in full swing. The most notable markers for our students, the comfortable, consistent cadence of the day-to-day, sleepier children at the end of that day with brains, hearts, and minds full to the brim, joyful connections on the playground, in the labyrinth, or in the kiva, all of them are rooted in relationships with peers and with teachers. For the teachers, the markers are similar and have an added nuance of preparation as we ready ourselves for parent conferences in only a couple of weeks. Those introductory units have ended, and the true heart of the year's pedagogy has begun to take clearer shape. Whether they're beginning their study of popcorn words, drawing the pin cherry tree outside of second grade, exploring the great migration, reminding themselves of our six core values, or moving on from linear equations, the steady rhythm of school has arrived and moves with a beat as consistent as that which emanates from Ms. Kitamura's music room. This is also the time of year that many professional development workshops and conferences begin to dot the landscape of the independent school calendar. Here at school, we've been asked by ASNI, the Association of Independent Schools in New England, to host the Middle School Diversity Conference in the first weekend of November. Farther afield, we've received news that yet again, BDS faculty will be presenting at both the NAIS People of Color Conference in Seattle in December and at the NAIS Annual Conference in Philadelphia in February. Together, those two conferences are the two largest independent educational conferences in the country, and BDS will be prominently featured at both. Like many on the faculty, I too am beginning my own conference season here in October. Later this month, I will join elementary school heads from across the country in Nashville for the ESHA, or Elementary School Heads Association, annual conference and retreat, where over 100 heads of similarly sized schools gather to discuss issues relevant to pre-K-8 education. This is my fourth conference, and it's consistently one of the most rewarding conferences I attend. This year, the theme is rooted in country music. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be school heads. Of course, the title has its tongue firmly planted in its cheek, and I, for one, am glad that my mama let me grow up to be a school leader, as it will be a long weekend dedicated to addressing the challenges and opportunities associated with school leadership in today's day and age. At ESHA, we'll attend leadership workshops at Vanderbilt University's Peabody School for Independent School Leaders. We'll meet a co-founder of a school who happens to double as the lead singer of Old Crow Medicine Show, and for those who know the song Wagon Wheel, you'll know them. And they'll help draw the analogy between country music and school leadership. And we may even take on the challenge of writing our own song with the guidance of a Grammy winner, a testament to the many different types of intelligences and sensibilities that leaders need and that this conference will engage. For me, this year, this conference takes on a special importance as well. I was recently invited to join a 10-person executive committee for ESHA, which is a great honor, and one that, like the faculty who are presenting at NAIS, or the opportunity to host over 300 middle school students for ASNI's Diversity Conference, shines an important spotlight on the great work happening here every day at Belmont Day School. Have a great weekend, everyone.